Welcome to fucking Candyland, hosted by Rampage and Gemini.
We are so excited that you're listening to us. If you want to elevate the experience and see these interviews on video, you can join either one of our Patreons. They are linked in the description wherever you're listening to this podcast episode, in addition to getting to watch the full-length video interviews. We also both have tons of additional content and support for the spiritual community. So go ahead and check those out. And then if you're ever interested in readings with us or personally connecting with us, we also have our websites and social medias linked in the description as well. Feel free to share this episode with everybody that you know. Get the Lick It Like a Lollipop name spread around, and we hope you love this episode.
Welcome back to another episode of Lick It Like a Lollipop, the fucking podcast. We have a lot of new listeners. I have been out there networking with everyone, giving cards and stickers out. So we're going to have a lot of new guests coming on, a lot of cool people that are in the works right now, some returning guests as well. So it's a lot. Gemini, what are you doing, boo-boo?
Chilling. I just cleaned out the podcast room. It needed it so fucking bad. And I get lost in like the hustle and bustle of it all. And then I come in here and I do witchcraft things. And then I like move on with life. And tonight I was like, absolutely not. I've been in here for like 4 hours, just like moving things around, cleaning things, getting things in order. It feels nice to have an organized space to be in. Like, I can not do chaos for very long. And especially if I'm going to be in a spot for a hot second, I have to have a little bit of cleanliness.
We both have a red spaghetti strap tank top on with no bra right now. So if you're not watching the Gemini's titties bounce up and down right now, I don't even know what you're doing, but this was unplanned. The sweaty strap. You can't even say it. It's so funny that we're both.
Dude, so I joined. Okay, so first of all, my friend Tanya, she does house cleaning, and she got super she showed me about trading your services with other people who offer services. So like, she cleans my house in exchange for readings, and she's like, oh, so she got me involved in this group on Facebook, and it's like Business Babes of Boise or something, because that's where I'm at. And people will legit post in there and be like, this is what I do. If you ever want to trade services, just like, let me know. So I posted about tarot reading the other day. It was my first post I'd ever made in there. A girl reached out to me about being my esthetician in exchange for readings. And she was like, I'll like free skincare services from me. Like, if you want to do, like, if we need to do like needling or like whatever you need, it's on me. And I was like, oh shit, okay. And then a girl reached out to me today and was like, hey, would you be interested in getting your nails done in exchange for readings? And I've been waiting to go and get my nails done. I keep on looking at people and I'm like, nah, it's not like quite what I want or whatever. This girl literally does the styles that I want and everything. And is like, she's like, absolutely. She does. There's this one picture she has of these nails, and she did black diamond crosses on them, like upside down crosses on them. And oh, it was just gorgeous. And so I'm out here trading my fucking services. So come Sunday, I'm about to have new hands.
Well, I absolutely love that for you. It sounds like you're becoming a brand new lady. You're getting skincare elevation, getting your nails done. Sounds like
I've been dropping this weight. Like, I'm about this right now.
I can see
it. I have been really stressed, and like, not like, when you're stressed, you like don't really like eat or drink. So I'm like trying to remember to take care of myself, but I'm also like, is this the diet plan I've needed? I don't care if it's unhealthy. Get me skinny.
Gemini, You better be taking care of yourself in your little red tank top.
I'm trying. I put a blanket over so that, because I feel like I'm one move away from a nip slip.
Well, it's good for ratings. I'm
True. If
really
I show my, I can show my nipple on my Patreon. I got, hang on. Like, nobody wants to see a booby that doesn't have hard nippies. You
Y'all
always
cannot
gotta.
even. This lady, she's lost her mind, y'all. She's lost her mind. I feel like the energy really shifted this weekend, though. We had that new moon and the Lunar New Year, like back to back in 24 hours. And I just feel like such a lighter energy with this shift.
It's been like the most stressful 48 hours since the weekend. You're like, I'm so calm. I'm like, I'm not calm.
No, the weekend was like the shift, the Lunar New Year. I feel like spring is in the air. I feel so optimistic
I
about
feel that.
spring.
I
I feel
thought you meant like you're fucking all like bubbly and happy and shit. You're
I
always bubbly and
mean,
happy.
this energy feels good. It's shifting. It's like really shaking loose. There's like a whole ending to winter coming, and I feel it shaking loose. I feel the grass and the plants like speaking to me. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my inner Pocahontas has now drifted to the surface, and I hear the birds calling me.
Your inner Pocahontas.
Was a fun fact. Pocahontas and Cinderella were my two favorite Disney movies, and that's like the only two movies I ever had like a bunch of memorabilia. Like I had a Pocahontas bedspread and like bedroom suit. Like, don't come for me.
See, my thing about Pocahontas is like because there's such a movement against that movie because it's not historically correct and accurate. And I wish that there would, like, I wish that we could appreciate that movie for what it is and know that, like, it's not historically accurate, but I wish that they would, but it's still a great movie. And I wish that they would do something that is historically accurate. Obviously, it's not going to be a Disney movie, right? But I wish that they would do something that's a representation of the true story and gives, credit to Pocahontas where it's due.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, like that was in the 90s. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
that was my jam. And it's a fictional movie. I see all those movies as fictional movies. They may have
Me
like
too.
some truth to them, but I see everything as a fictional movie. Even movies that they say are true, like the Elvis story or random shit, I just still see it as fictional. Like some of those parts are true, and then you've weaved and like fabricated the other parts to make them interesting. You know, like I don't believe a lot of things, but I'm never looking at a Disney movie thinking that it's going to be politically correct, because every Disney movie is literally like, you need a man, you are worthless without a man, you should have a man, why don't you have a man? Here's a man. Like
Even in Frozen.
they literally teach little girls that you are nothing without validation from men or validation from other people. And I feel like a lot of those movies are like brainwashed around like, you need this, you need this, you need this. Like, you know, like Cinderella, for example, like living at the castle, being like, you know, tortured by the evil stepmom and all that. And it's like, you need this man to save you. You need this man to save you. You need this man to be happy. Like, there's just so much concept in that. And so, like, I'm not a huge Disney fan in general whatsoever. But obviously, like, there's those movies that when we were kids, like, you know, I'm just sentimentally attached. But as far as like sitting down on Disney Plus and like watching those old movies, no.
I tried to have Mac watch Country Bears tonight. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I liked it when I was a kid.
I did too. That was my jam. So I tried to get him to watch Country Bears, and he was the opening thing goes, and he goes, "I know that this is an old movie because this video quality is awful." And I was like, "I'm like, it's not that old." And I go and look, and it was 2002. I was like, "I was 8 years old. I was your age." And he comes back up and he's like a little while later and he's like, "This movie has an hour left and this is the most boring movie I've ever seen. Can we change it?" He's been watching That's So Raven.
Banger.
That kid, he watched the entire Lizzie McGuire series and the movies. And then he watched all of The Suite Life of Zack and Cody
Nice.
and their little spin-off show, The Suite Life on Deck or whatever. And now he is on That's So Raven. All right.
I just don't know. A lot of things that we used to watch are really subjective. Some things are good, but some things I'm like, what in the world? But you know what I do wish? And they maybe already do this. Where can you watch the Nickelodeon stuff? On Paramount or something?
I have no idea. I haven't seen
Because, like,
Nickelodeon stuff.
I know, because, like, I remember watching, like, Kenan and Kel and, like, all that. Those, like, the Amanda Show. Shit. The
God,
Amanda.
the Amanda Show. You know what? That's crazy you talk about Amanda Bynes because and Nickelodeon because I was doing a call today with one of the girls who does mentorship with me, and she was talking about Nickelodeon. I guess there's a show on, I think it's Netflix, about like the child actor stories from Nickelodeon. And the guy, I think his name is Dan Schneider, I want to say. I could be wrong, but I think that's his name. He was like the executive, and there are a bunch of childhood stars that are coming out and talking about like ways that he assaulted them. And Christy Carlson Romano from Even Steven, and she played Kim Possible, has a podcast called The Vulnerability Podcast, and she brings on like childhood stars and stuff. And she's had tons of Nickelodeon people who have talked out about being assaulted by him. And Amanda Bynes lived with him, went and moved in with him when she was 18 years old. And that was right when she fell off of everything. And now she's, you know, she disappeared forever and everybody talked about her mental health. And then she's just so different now.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. I know that a lot of people don't realize what those child stars go through, but there is a movie that Shia LaBeouf is in and he directed it about his life story. And it's called Honey Boy. And I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon Prime still. But it's a prequel to another movie he wrote called Honey, or American Honey, I think, one or the other. But Honey Boy is about his life and he plays his father. And for the majority of like him being on Even Stevens as a small child, he lived in and out of hotels that he paid for with his dad. And like it's some deep, really, really twisted stuff that like his own dad was putting him through. So, you know, I can't imagine what it's like as parents who don't have their shit together for your kid to be making all this money and now you're managing them or now you're a drug addict or whatever. But it was kind of like the rise and fall of like his dad and like the access to like all the things. And like there was just different times that he was talking about like he didn't have anywhere to sleep. So he would sleep on set somewhere and just try to like blend in. And like, you know, then he became like a big star kind of, I don't know. And his dad was just like milking it for everything. And I can't really remember all about his mom. It's been a while since I saw it, but I just know that he plays his dad and it's like a really fucked up story. Like it really is. And honestly, like he's done a lot with his mental health, been in the public eye like that.
Yeah.
Like anyone in the public eye, you think you want that. You think you want all of those things. And then one day you wake up and you're like, I just really wish I could go to fucking Walmart and like just go to Walmart and like come home. Is that here?
Yeah. Well, and too, like when you're in the public eye, everybody has an opinion on everything that you're doing, and everybody around you is wanting you to succeed because then they get something out of it. So you've constantly got people around you who don't really care if the choices that you're making are right or wrong choices, but it's whatever's going to be the most financially lucrative. Take the scripts that you don't want and whatever. And when you're living your life constantly for other people, you want to do things that make you feel in control. So I feel like that's why people get like addictions and things like that when they're inside of that Hollywood circle. First of all, it's around you all the time, but second of all, like the way that you treat your body is something that you're in control of and it makes you feel like you're powerful.
And I feel like a lot of people get into that out of control, outer body experience with that because it's like sometimes that happens quickly. And especially for those childhood stars, it's like even the fucking bitches from Teen Mom are still famous. Like, y'all really blew that out of proportion. Like, I really don't realize, or I don't realize anything about these people except the fact that, like, they got pregnant at fucking 15 or 16 years old and got accepted on this MTV show. Like, why the fuck are we still like Farrah Abraham and her boyfriend from her OnlyFans and like just dumbass shit? Like, why do I know that Farrah Abraham has a fucking OnlyFans? No clue. I mean, you could have totally predicted that she would do something crazy because she was never a good mom. She always treated her kid like shit and acted like this is my world, but it was weird. And I just feel like, why do we idolize people like that? You know, like.
So for me, I stopped watching the like Teen Mom thing like years ago, and I think that they like still have active like show or whatever. But there are three girls that I've just like kept tabs on over the years. One of them is Kail Lowry, and my reason for her is that I listened to the audibles of her autobiographies. And like just what she went through in life and as a kid and like growing up as a mom and stuff. And there's, I don't know, I just the way that she's built herself through what she's been through and the way that she's always stuck to, if she's gonna be on MTV and she's gonna do the TV thing, this is the expectation and the way that she needs to be respected and her children need to be respected, and how she's very publicly had like her fallouts with her baby daddies or whatever, and has always tried to, I feel like, be honest and authentic about things without dragging people, and even on like her podcasts and stuff. And so I really like her. Janelle, I just feel bad for the girl. I feel like
Janelle.
Janelle, I feel bad for Janelle because I don't know how anybody ever sides with her mom, but I feel like if you watched that show and you saw how her mom treated her, was really crazy. And yes, she was rebelling and whatever, but she was po people don't think about postpartum, and as somebody who's had a baby and who had postpartum shows itself in all types of crazy ways. And if you have somebody who has a controlling or like bark at you type of personality when you're going through that, you're already feeling like you're, at least for me, I already felt like I was really shitty at what I was doing, and I didn't really know, and I felt like everybody's eyes were on me and that I was always doing something wrong. So I can only imagine how it feels to then have your mom barking at you all the time and telling you that you're not good enough and taking you to court. And then now I just think that she's married to a fucking crazy person. So she's got that. And then I really like oh, what's her name?
The girl, Macy.
Macy's all right. I don't follow Macy. It's the other girl. She has colored hair. She was an esthetician. Her daughter's name is, or she was a makeup artist, or hairstylist or some shit. Her daughter's name is Aubrey.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember her name.
Chelsea.
Chelsea. These are the
I
team.
love Chelsea.
These are
She
Teen Mom
has,
OG. And
these are
obviously.
OGs. She has her own HGTV show. Her husband is fine as fuck.
So obviously,
Fine.
Brenda's very invested in the Teen Mom OG. I think that we should just completely stop idolizing people and start putting ourselves on the pedestal because these bitches didn't do nothing but get picked for a TV show. And we've lived vicariously through the Teen Mom OG for like 20 years. It's crazy how many people are still to this day obsessed with them. Not saying you're obsessed, but I'm saying I see it. It's
I know,
wild.
but I don't think it's, I don't know if it's idolization as much as like, I don't think it's idolization. I think it, for me, it's like appreciating the journey that people have been through. And I think it's fucking crazy that they did that on TV. And at least, you know, Kale and Chelsea are doing their own things now, and they launched off of like the Teen Mom brand, and they have like their own everything going on. And I just like to see that they're thriving after all the bullshit. Kale just had a set of twins, by the way. I'm like, oh my God.
Update. We're going to call this episode Teen Mom,
Yeah,
AKA But I don't know. I mean, I watch those shows just like Jersey Shore. I mean, just silly shows that we watch that like those people are still in the public eye. It's like, I don't, what the whole point of that was is like, I don't think people know what they're signing up for. Like, they don't know what's going to happen. And like, I think that like a lot of child stars or people, I mean, they were children, they were fucking teenagers, you know, like a lot of people don't realize the long term of that and like what that does to your life and your self-esteem and like who you are. Like, you know, we all have those people in our life that are watching us, but imagine everyone watching you and judging you and projecting onto you too. I'll see that a lot. Like, there's definitely a lot of just online drama, just like in general. And I think that they just feed it to us. Like, I've just taken a like step back from just watching TikToks because sometimes like TikTok's educational and exciting, and sometimes it's just so fear-based and like, I don't know. It was starting to really drain me. And I talked to a lot of clients about this too that also feel like that. And I just feel like there's so much clickbait, you know, just things that are just like clickbait, whether it's a tabloid or like a video, it's just the same thing. Like, pay attention to this bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, things are clickbait.
Yeah. The internet has became a lot of clickbait and propaganda bullshit. Just like fear, 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 you know? And honestly, my favorite thing about like the internet is like the way that you can make connections with people and like sustain them. You know what I mean? Like before, like you maybe couldn't sustain new connections or you couldn't sustain friendships or bonds. But like seriously, with the internet, there's no excuse. Like if you want to build a connection with someone, like it is literally more than ever easy to have like a long distance friendship or relationship or business with literally anyone. So I love when people are like, oh, I just don't have time for XYZ, when it's like, you just don't want to do that. You know what I mean? It's not that you don't have time, you just don't want to. Because everybody, no matter who we are, sit and scroll probably for at least 20 minutes at minimum to like maximum. Some people scroll 6, 7, 8, 12 hours a day, 15 hours a day, the whole day. You know, but I would say every average person that uses social media in some form takes at least 20 to 30 minutes out of their day to check messages, emails, scroll, or whatever. You know what I mean? And that's light. That's me just giving y'all a light sentence. Most of y'all at minimum, probably, I'm sure at minimum, I'm like up to an hour to 2 hours on just scrolling and looking and posting and, you know, whatever it is, like checking messages and stuff. Like people are like, why did you
Yeah,
read?
but also too, like, yes, you at least, yeah, I think for you too, when you're scrolling and shit like that, you're also on your phone doing posts about things. You're on your phone because you're talking to other people and you have like clients reaching out or friend, you know, whatever. And so I feel like the time that we're actually scrolling versus when we're going back and forth in our phone and then have to go back to scrolling because we had something come in. I bet you are on your phone a lot because you're actually like working and being productive in between. And you're probably just so used to that routine that you don't realize. And so it seems like you're like deep in rabbit holes, but you're probably just going back to the same activity.
I mean, we all pick up our phone a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I work, I mean, having a business that you run online is like gonna take online time. You know what I mean? Like, I have a lot of energy that comes across the screen too, though, of things that are just like, I don't wanna even entertain that anymore. Like, I don't know. There's just been so much, I don't know what it is. It's like the holidays. Tax time, people just get in these modes. And like when summer hits and it's like everybody's drinking and swimming and partying or whatever, it's like a little different. But like, I don't know, the beginning part of the year, the holidays beyond to like mid-March, I feel like people's energy is just so fucking weird. And I don't know why, but it's like, it's been like, I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm just like, ugh.
Been
Ugh.
Pisces time.
Swear something, it's something, man. I don't know.
It's the fishy season.
It's fishy out here. Woo! Good morning, ladies.
Go
Listen,
45, 266.
I've been
Oh
listening to that song a lot
my
lately.
God. All the classics just coming up in rotation.
Literally, I love using Spotify. For those that are listening, listen to us on Spotify. I don't care if you use Apple Music, download Spotify and try to look at its options. And then you will slowly but surely begin making your switch over to Spotify. I have too been an Amazon, an Apple user, Pandora, and all the above, but I'm telling you, ain't nothing hitting like Spotify. For one, Spotify has so many options that they curate. Like they have this DJ feature that, like, when I'm in the car, I can just click DJ and it literally is like a guide. It's like, you've been playing these lately. One of them the other day, he said, this song's got your name all over it. And it was like a banger song that I really do like. And it was just really funny how he said that. But he'll do like little segments, and that's really cool. And then when you share something and it just looks cool, that's cool too. Like I love how Spotify has those features that like show the music video or whatever when you share it sometimes. And then my favorite thing is the day list. Earlier mine said like college emo spring break. I was like, fuck is that? But like the titles of the day list, they change like 3 times a day. And that's like my favorite fucking thing. Like Spotify, I'm gonna see what my day list is right now, and it's gonna encourage you all to go create Spotify and at least listen to us on Spotify. It says the banjo campfire night. The banjo campfire night. And the first song is Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan. Banger.
Banger.
All of it. We
I
need to.
love Spotify. It took me a while to jump on the bandwagon, but now that I'm there, I don't want to go anywhere else. I've done the YouTube, whatever premium thing. That was annoying. I've done Pandora and Apple, whatever, all the things. Spotify fucking is where it's at. And everything's in one spot. Like for Apple or for iTunes or whatever, it's like you have to go to Apple Podcasts and then you have to go to the music separately and whatever. And Spotify has it all there. Plus, they have a bunch of stuff that people have put on YouTube, like meditations and children's stories and all the things that you like on that you used to stream on YouTube. Spotify has all of that too.
The thing I love about Spotify is it literally curates so many random playlists that just are like an algorithm based on your music taste. Like not just the day list and like the DJ, but they have other just like random playlists that will pop up and like 52% of the songs are like, I love them.
Show me your
And
nails.
then there's other ones.
Those are cute.
I'm obsessed with these. All diamonds, baby.
Yeah, those are super cute.
I haven't seen you, have I? I've had these for a little bit.
No, I haven't seen you in forever.
Honestly, I've been running thin a little bit, so I've been trying to take a step back and get off my phone and not text and not be on it, just like relax. And I've been blocking out just days for relaxation, like today. I didn't have a bunch, but I had some, and then tomorrow I just blocked the day off just 'cause like I want to be vibing. I'm going to do a nice love and attraction spell on Valentine's Day for myself. And our podcast drops, and it's Valentine's Day, you all. So do a love and attraction spell today and quit playing games because our podcast is aligned to a lot of really significant days like 111 and different things. And now it's on fucking Valentine's Day because, yes.
Not to mention the fact too, oh fuck, what was I gonna say? Something about it being Wednesday. Motherfuck. Mother motherfuck. Mother motherfuck fuck. I don't remember it all. It was super important in my head. I'll come back to it.
The divine alignment of Valentine's Day is the message always. Love yourself. And we both got red on.
Oh, I was going to say that I'm also doing self-love and attracting healthy love spell in the spell working tomorrow.
Yes, beautiful. We have a spell work level, you all, that you get monthly group spells. And it's a really special place here on Earth where we all come together and have a magical moment. Check it out. No, I was trying to
That
sound
gives no detail to anything, but sounds so enchanting at the same time.
I wanted it to be commercialized. No, we have a really good circle though. I really like it a lot. I am excited for the full moon ritual though this month.
I'm excited too. It's on my mom's birthday.
It is on the 25th of February and it's going to be a beautiful night. So if you all want to join our full moon circle, join either one of our Patreons and it's going to be cool because it's actually on the full moon this month.
I'm so excited. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like so much comfortable energy inside of our circle and inside of our space. Like, I feel like everybody who's been attending the circles has just been like exuding the most like comfortable energy, and they're just wanting to contribute to the space and give reciprocated energy and like really be there on that journey with us. And it's been such a nice vibe when we are doing things.
You know, the universe always aligns you into the space where like you can truly elevate. I think sometimes it's trial and error. Like you have to learn what you don't want in order to get to that elevated space where you do know what you want. You do know what kind of energies that you want to be around you and to be a part of. And I think that the more that we can be clear on what we want and be like, that isn't for me. I've learned this lesson or whatever. To just really go next level. It's like sometimes the environment is calling for a rotation shift, and you're being called out of your comfort zone or out of your element in order to rise to that occasion. And I think that our group and the community that we are building has evolved over the last couple of years. It, excuse me, in the beginning, it was like an incubator, but it wasn't like fully built, right? Like it wasn't like fully ready. It was like it was being cultivated, but we still didn't know exactly like the ground rules or like what we wanted and how we wanted to do it and different things. And like what I think really helped with the community circle is like not making it a public event where anyone can just buy a one-time ticket and come enjoy the circle, but it's more of like a intimate space where you're doing your monthly subscription in order to get this link. It doesn't just go out to everyone. Like you already have a commitment, you already have put an energetic exchange forward, and like this is more of a perk or more of an additional thing that you're receiving. And I think that a lot of people really look forward to it every month for that reason, because it's like they're already getting the other perks of their membership, but then this is just like that added value. And I think that when you look at things as like added value rather than just like, I want to sell this or I want people to join this or I want people to be a part of this, it's more of just like I'm adding value to the people and the lives that see value in this. Like I'm not out convincing everyone with a sign like this is valuable, but it's like they are ready, so they've chosen that path.
Yes. You are out there the fucking sign. Anytime you see somebody, you're like, "Hi, can I give you a podcast sticker?"
No, I anytime people interact with me, engage with me, compliment me, say hello to me, I'm like, I have a podcast. And then we talk and we exchange and I give them a sticker or a card or whatever, but I don't just walk up to strangers. I literally like people approach me and then I give them the information that they're seeking because like they approach me, or if like someone compliments me, like, hey, I like your outfit, I'm like, thanks, I have a podcast. Like it's like I'm learning from VIP how she like plugs herself into every conversation that she wants to. And like I really do try to do that now with the cards because the worst that anyone can say is like no. Like I've had people be like, you know, like, oh, I don't listen to podcasts or whatever. Like, and it doesn't really like affect me. Like, that's very rare. Like, most people just take the card and the sticker. Like, I'll just be honest with anyone. Business advice, if you have a business, make some really badass stickers and then give them away to everyone that you meet because they are so receptive to taking a card if you give them a sticker. And like, you know, they're gonna stick that sticker somewhere. Like, I've literally like given so many stickers out, like hard telling where they are. Like they're on dumpsters in Las Vegas. There's one on a sign in Mexico. Like literally, like stickers are everywhere for Contrary Cherry and Lick It Like a Lollipop. So I feel like they're definitely living living their glory somewhere in the world.
When we went to a concert, like I think it was like 2 months ago, I went into the bathroom and I put a sticker. Was it just stickers? No, it was stickers in our podcast card. On they had like seats on in like the waiting area and whatever, and then a bunch of stalls. And so I put a sticker and a business card on all the seats, and then I put them in the stalls on top of like the little toilet paper thing where you set your phone down so that when you go to pick your phone up, our stickers and stuff are there and you got to pick it up with it. And then you're gonna be like, oh, why the fuck is this in there? And you're gonna be like, oh, podcast. I put it in the sinks, put it on top of the paper towel dispenser.
Damn, he was out there.
Yeah, we went back in, they were all gone. I was like, fuck yeah.
I love that. I don't stick them like everywhere random like that, but I do give them to random people. Like, literally, it's the best way to like plug yourself in. If you have memorabilia, stickers and cards. And like, what's crazy to me is like people will sell stickers for their brand. It would be like me being like, the Contrary Cherry stickers are $2. Like, no, like
I've never understood that either. That should be like a marketing tool.
Yeah, I don't get it at all. It makes no sense to me. Like, I don't know why more people don't print stickers and at like festivals or expos, like give them away. When we were at the expo and I would give people like the big Contrary Cherry, because I have like big ones, they were like, oh my God, you can pick some of my stickers off the table that they were like selling. Like a couple people gave me stickers because they were like, damn, like I ran out of those so quickly. Every time I pulled one of those out, people were like, wow, this is so cool. Like, because holographic and whatever, which reminds me, I need to get some more holographic ones, but those are my favorite kind. I love them.
I love that. I really need to get a business card for myself. And I think I talked to you about this recently where like, I looked down at your business card that you'd sent in a package and I was like, why the fuck don't I have one of these? Like, I'm so confused.
I don't know.
Because I just want to meet somebody and be like, here's my card.
I do.
I know. I want to be that bitch. My nails done, my skin on fleek. Here's my card.
I mean, you're literally missing 1000% of the shots that you don't take. And I think that's the most important lesson that any of us can have in our life is like, if I don't shoot this shot, no one will. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do, I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to get to where I was going. And I think that when we just shoot our shot, it doesn't matter where you end up because you're betting on yourself. You know what I mean? Like you're putting intention towards something and betting on yourself. So like investing in your brand, whether it's whatever it is, anyone, even your brand is like yourself, like how you show up, how you present yourself, how you're dressing, how you're smelling, how you're looking, all that. It adds to your points or takes away. And I think a lot of people just need to up their presentation and their true self. Like, who are you really? Who do you really want to be? How can you actually bring that energy to fruition? Like, how can you actually elevate your thinking about your situation so that you can transform? And that's what I love about spiritual growth is like, you can look back and be like, I was afraid to take that chance and then I did and everything changed. Like I was afraid to tap into my spiritual gifts or to take time out for meditation or to do a past life regression or whatever it is. To get a reading even, you know, and then like you do it and everything changes and shifts for you. And I think that's my favorite part about like being able to talk through things on the podcast or just being able to share our story through the podcast with strangers and other people is because a lot of people will write me and they're like, the more I listen to you on your podcast, the more I realize that we're a lot alike or that you have a lot of beliefs that I have or that you have a lot of like perceptions that I never considered. Like, this is really eye-opening. And I think that's what's really cool is like, you never know what the thing that you end up doing, how it's going to actually help people, whether, you know, it's just a daily thing or something that becomes like your life purpose, something that you really evolve into. But I think so many people are just afraid of taking that first step towards it.
Yeah. I just like watching you talk sometimes and I just like listen to you go off on a tangent and I'm like, I don't have anything to say about this topic, but you're really pretty when you talk.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Gemini. So We have a returning guest coming. Our next episode, Lord willing, should be with this guest. Hopefully it all aligns. It should. But we're really excited to have this person back. It's going to be a surprise. And then after that, we have another returning guest. So I know a lot of people have given us really great feedback on everything with the guests. So we love giving you all that versatility. We always want to remind you, like, if there's a guest or someone that you would like to see us shoot our shot with, no matter who it is, send us their info. You know, we will
We
definitely.
will slide in anybody's DMs.
Yes, we will definitely email, text, call, send an SOS, whatever we need to do. But Gemini, you should pull the card.
Oh shit, I forgot we were doing that.
Wow, we've only done it the last 29 episodes.
Know what? Sometimes you really can suck my whole dick. Why do you look so confused?
Because someone just sent me this snap, this long ass snap, about tickets that are free and they don't know who the comedian is. And I was just reading it because I was trying to zoom in on the comedian. And I mean, if it's free, I was feeling a little skeptical. I was like, is there, there a reason dude's doing five shows for free?
A good question. All right, what card is this? We got the Well card 48.
I was just talking about how Brigid was the Celtic goddess of wells.
Shut up. When I just did my smoke and Zoom, I went on this whole tangent about the goddess Brigid, and she's also depicted as the hoodoo goddess Maman Brigitte. So she's in multiple different cultures.
Yeah, I just gave Juber a Brigid necklace for Valentine's Day with her Valentine's presents because Juber was my Valentine, and
I want to be your Valentine. I don't have a
exchanged
Valentine.
big gifts, baby. He was out here.
Whatever. Listen, the sign is Libra. I don't want to hear it. I'm getting jealous, okay? The sign is Libra. The gift is depth, and the shadow is inadequacy. The gift is dubbed the well for the great depth it holds within you. The bottom of the well can be very dark, but within the darkness lies nourishment, life, and light. How do you access this gift? Trust. Trust in divine timing. Trust in the unfolding, however daunting. Trust in yourself. There is no amount of knowledge or structure that can adequate to the infinite wisdom you possess within you. Move through your fears. You have to go through the darkness of the well to gain its water. When you honor your innate gifts and talents and your intuition, know that the right answers will arrive right as you need them along the way. Your shadow is inadequacy. You have an incredible ability to correct, which means that you can identify ways that the collective could change, transform, and improve. We need correctors for the betterment of our world. When this is a detriment, when this is a detriment is when you instead might focus this correction inwardly to dissect all of your flaws, your pitfalls, and your reasons for not pursuing an interest or dream. This is the undercut of inadequacy. And so, in an effort to suppress the uncomfortable feeling, you may attempt to organize or control your world in hopes of creating a formidable structure of security that cannot be undermined. This is a trap. Why? Because life is full of mystery and there will always be forces beyond your control. To elevate beyond this fear, or through the fear rather, follow your inner guidance system, your infallible intuition or gut. Make a plan of action, execute, and leave some room for flexibility for the times when you will undoubtedly have to pivot. The leap of faith is critical. Jump in. Your themes are trust, wisdom, leap of faith, and correction.
Yes.
That's what I got for you. I really want a Polly Pocket reading. I need a reading from you.
Okay.
My life is in shambles. I need you.
Okay. I'll give you your emotional support Polly Pocket to chew on in the meantime. Have
I need.
you seen those memes where it's like, which one you chewing on, and it was like a Polly Pocket shoe or eraser or an eraser. It's like, which
that's
one?
That's so funny.
It is funny how everyone has chewed a Polly Pocket at some point in their life. Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, this is a real question. No, for real, I have. You know what's really cool about us pulling those cards is I feel like their theme plays out for like the whole week, kind of like really circling through. So I just love that. I love that little theme we're doing. And I love to see your beautiful face.
I love to see yours. That card hit me really hard because I always, and I feel like us being healers and trying to help other people like get all these different perspectives on things for their healing, we also can over apply that to ourselves sometimes and always be trying to find the answer to something and like the healing inside of something or whatever, when sometimes we need to just feel the things, because when you start over criticizing things, then you do really start to focus on like yourself and dissecting things and how do I change it and whatever. And there has to be a balance between self-improvement and knowing when you have to take responsibility for yourself and then when you're being overcritical. And that's a really hard line to walk.
Yeah, and like honestly, a lot of us are so submerged in our own experience that we are extremely critical on our own experience, but then we're giving other people grace and we're giving other people like tools and things to use. But you know, I've tried to adopt this new mantra of like work and grow through it, but like no more working on yourself. Like you're not the project. You have to elevate your mindset to know that you're not a project, that you're not like broken or you don't need fixing or whatever it is. I think so many people get caught up on like, well, I have to heal all of this, or I have to clear all of this, or all these things, when really what we need to do is be thinking more elevated about the experiences that we are having and be thinking more elevated about what that experience in its core value is showing us and like what we're here to learn and grow from that, rather than playing like this, this song and dance where like everything sucks, you know what I mean? And yeah, like everything's not the way it should be or whatever. Like a lot of the healing energy that people really need is to like give their self some grace and some like consistency in knowing that like Rome wasn't built in a day. You can't do everything you want to do today or tomorrow or this month. You have to be realistic, but also idealistic, and actually project into the future what it is that you really want. Like if you want to be financially free and abundant, like, yeah, you're going to have to put in work. It's not just like, here's your talent, here's your gift, here's your abundance, and you didn't do anything to work towards that. Like, I think so many people are caught up on like this magic dragon or something, like, you know, like everything's just gonna fix itself if I ignore it long enough, you know, like, and I think that's what like a lot of people don't realize, that when you choose to wake up and heal, it does feel like this ever long journey of like healing and like, wow, there's so much to heal here, but you kind of have to give yourself some grace and like settle into like the changes that you've already made, like, and not be so crucial and judgmental of your own journey and your own story while meanwhile you're trying to give everyone else grace.
Well, and the thing is too, like if you are letting things go, or you're suppressing things, or you're in situations that aren't making you happy, and then you suddenly tap out of that and decide to change direction, now all of a sudden you have all of this stuff that you've suppressed, emotion, thought processes, whatever, honesties with yourself that you've suppressed for so long, that now you have to go through those things. And for some reason, the human brain is a majority of the time going to try and tell you how everything is your fault. And have you, if you're a healer or a fixer, it'll make you want to fix things instead of letting yourself go through things without needing to see the outcome right then, just going like day by day. And that's something I'm working on, because I realize that I get situational anxiety about things. because I don't know what the outcome is going to be. And so then I can't think anymore because I don't know how to plan for this. Whereas if you just go day by day, then putting small effort into things eventually gets you to the finish line a lot quicker than planning things out, because planning isn't putting action behind something. It's planning what action you'll do. And usually the plan doesn't fucking work anyways.
Yeah, I think just making a consistent effort, being consistent with anything, whatever it is, whether you want to be more consistent in your daily life, in your home life, in your relationships, in your work life, like you have to be the one that's initiating that. Like no one can make you do what you need to do if you're not ready to do it. And
Yeah.
that's like I love community growth and community transformation, because you can really watch people work together. And we do work better in groups if you can learn to like grow and evolve. You know what I mean? I feel like it's the people that want to stay the same that have the most issues, because they're trying to rewrite yesterday and trying to change the past and trying to change shit that can't be changed instead of just being open to what needs to be elevated. But I don't know. I think so many people are stuck in their ways and stuck in that same like conversation with others. Like there's no one there that's pushing them to grow. And normally if they're not ready, they're just going to push that person away and not be aware of what they're doing, because they're self-sabotaging. And that's where taking accountability and being open in your boundaries and communication and really looking at, each scenario through an elevated perspective, rather than like this is happening to me, more of like this is happening for me, and then this is going to show me what I need to see.
Yeah, sometimes that's easier said than done, but that is like the mindset to at least be working to if you're not already doing that.
Amen. I'm so sleepy, y'all. I'm gonna have to see y'all on the flip side.
Toodles, see you on the flip side.
We will have more to talk about next week. Our candle collection is dropping on February 24th. We're gonna have all of the links for that in, I guess, maybe next episode. I'm not sure if there's a pre-order or not. I'm not
I
sure.
don't think there's a pre-order option. It's launching the 24th of February. There are 5 scents, 5 different candles,
I think there's
and
six, isn't there?
I don't think so. I think we were thinking about if there was 5 or 6, because I think that we were thinking there was a lollipop and a Candyland.
There is.
Oh, well, then there's 6, guys.
That's why I bought what I bought.
Oh, shit. Okay, so
You have
there's
two,
six.
there's two for that, and then the one for me and the other one.
And I've got two.
I know it's six.
Oh, shit. Okay, guys, there's 6 candles. She's gonna be doing 3 for $45. And then she's got an option for free shipping on there when you spend a certain amount on her website and whatever. And we've said this before, but Brooke from it's Pit and Pendulum is her candle company, and she's keeping 100% of the profits from these candles. So she approached us with the idea, she wanted to make it, and we just told her it's her time, her supply that she's using to put this all together. She sent us so many samples and everything while we were like being picky about our scents, and so she's keeping it all. So support a small business that is supporting us. Thank you.
Yeah, please go support her. They're really cute. Every candle comes with a keepsake. They're in like glass jars. They're soy. She's used like mica powder, so they're like glittery. They're really cool, and they're all wood wick. And I think wood wick is the best. So I'm really, really excited for you all to get the wood wick versions, because obviously the samples were just little sample candles. Like these are pretty elaborate and like nice black jars. So I'm really excited for everyone to go order and sell her out so we can start our next collaboration. Thank you. Love
Yes.
you. We'll see you next time in Candyland.
Bye.
Bye.